My name is Owen, and on this episode of Houndcast, Dylan Starr and I sat down with Lewis Spann, class of 26, who was one of this year's Shining Lights Alumni Fellows. We talked about Lewis's recent election to Moravian's Board of Trustees as a student trustee and his campus-wide campaign for the position. We also talked about clubs and involvement on campus, as well as the challenges of navigating high school, college, and young adulthood during and after the pandemic. Remember to check out the show notes for more information about the quickly approaching Shining Lights Awards, and most importantly, we hope you enjoy this episode.
I'm Lewis Spann, class of 2026. I'm a sophomore, and I'm studying computer science, and I guess I'm technically minoring in economics.
Nice. Unintentionally?
No, it is intentionally, but like I figure I should mention that.
Is there anything specific you plan to do with that, or is it kind of just like, this is something I like doing, so I'm pursuing it as a minor?
It's kind of that, but I was originally thinking about like double majoring, but I asked them that and then they're just like, impossible. So I was just like, minor seems fun to me.
So we have kind of like an overarching theme for the season.
Okay.
We're talking about like success and what that means for each person that we bring on. I feel like you probably have some really interesting outlooks on this because of all the different things that you've been doing. I heard down the grapevine that you got your student trustee position.
Yes, I did. It's definitely been an interesting campaign, to say the least. It opened last Tuesday and it ended yesterday at 12, but I spent Tuesday and Thursday and Wednesday just going around all of the halls and putting flyers
there's up. There's so many flyers in our building.
Yeah, like there's no way I'm going to get them back now.
No,
like it's definitely over 200.
Well, now you just get to see how long they survive around
campus.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. That's been the running joke. Like, I'll be forever immortalized somewhere.
Yeah. Even the professors were like campaigning for you, showing your picture in classes, and they're like, hey guys, vote for democracy. Vote for Lewis.
That was like the other surprising thing, where like just professors I was friends with were like willing to like shout out for me.
Yeah.
And especially just like my friends asking their professors, like, I have no idea where it went, but it happened.
Student trustee wasn't something you were really planning on doing. You kind of just heard about it and you were like, that's cool.
Yeah. Pretty much. I was toying with the idea of joining USG, but the time commitment and slash like the responsibilities never like synced up with my schedule. And then when student trustee came around, it was not only a less of a time commitment, but the effort also fit in more nicely.
And that's cool too. Sometimes you're like, I want to do this thing, but it doesn't quite fit right. And then something else comes along and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, okay, that's what I was waiting for. Has that kind of happened with the other activities you're involved in too? Like, have you kind of just joined things out of, oh, this is a thing and not something I planned on doing?
Especially with my presidency of my Catholics on Campus Club. Originally, that was just like, oh, I'll sign up for this, I'm Catholic. And then my freshman year, we'd have like kind of informal meetings with an advisor and we kind of talk. And then by the end of that year, she's like, want to be president? I'm like, sure. And then now I'm running a club and stuff. But even besides that, philosophy club, that was started by one of my close friends. I'm just like, okay, I'll check that out. Mm-hmm. And then like a bunch of things, especially, were just things I heard down the grapevine that I just tried and discovered new things.
I actually wanted to ask about Catholics on Campus. What are the kinds of activities you do, and like, what have you learned from being a part of that?
Right now, we're still getting ourselves together, but we do weekly meetings, and most of the time that's like discussion based. So we're trying to very much get away from like the lecture style.
Yeah.
And do more of like a conversational, just with members.
Definitely.
So we've been doing kind of like crafts, games, and then occasionally like a spiritual discussion / video. I'm slowly trying to get like a monthly activity going, where like we either do like a off-campus trip or we do like a service project. I'm actually working or trying to work with one of the assisted living spaces near us and just do some community service. But
nice.
Definitely in terms of like things I've learned from this position, it's just definitely more organizational skills, definitely when it comes to interpersonal relationships and just things you need to get done.
Yeah.
That in itself is just a lot, and it's definitely something I'm still getting better at.
And it definitely teaches you conflict resolution too.
Definitely.
Like how to approach people about certain things.
Yeah, I mean, not even just approach, just kind of like get us all in the same area.
Are there any clubs on campus that you have heard of that maybe you haven't connected with enough to join it, but you're like, oh, that's interesting. Like, I wouldn't expect a club. I'll give an example. There's a Taylor Swift club.
I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sorry if I took yours, but...
No, like, I can take Cheese Club, too. Like, they exist. I just haven't gotten to a meeting yet.
I think they only happen every 2 months.
Really?
Yeah, it's like once or twice a semester at most.
Huh.
It's like this whole big thing, apparently. It happens so infrequently. They organize these big events, and then like 200 people come out just for Cheese Club.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you know, is it a paid event?
I don't think so. I think they have like a cap for how many people can be there, kind of like Mac events, but it's big like a Mac event, and it's just for cheese. Is there anything that you're thinking about joining in the future? Or like any clubs that you want to work with, like through Catholics on Campus?
The president of Philosophy Club just so happens to be part of my e-board, so that'd be like a very natural one. But
yeah,
in terms of just like me myself, maybe like Eco Club, just kind of like looking at that, because I was a Boy Scout, so I'm very attuned to like the woods and stuff. So that would definitely be like a good source to like get back to that.
So you are a alumni fellow.
Yep.
Congrats. Was it a surprise to get it, or did you know that like you were nominated?
When I was first nominated, I had a pretty good like guess who it was that nominated me, but like I didn't know what it was until I was nominated. Mm-hmm. So like there was that sense of surprise that was still there.
Do you know who nominated you?
Carol Troutman Carr, pretty much my club advisor.
Oh yeah.
But I'm good friends with her, so it made a lot of sense. In terms of like faculty I've met on campus, she's definitely been one of the most important people.
I like that we always kind of find those few professors or those few faculty, like you said, Albert. Mm-hmm. At DEI. I love the people in DEI.
Yeah,
like Albert and Michelle are so nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so helpful. They know everything. And if they don't know something, they're like, I'll figure that out for you.
Yeah.
I think that's how a lot of people are here.
No, yeah. That's why like I love networking, because like you just meet people and they know things that you wouldn't know. So you have access to that now.
Are you excited for being an alumni fellow and Shining Lights and all that stuff?
I mean, like, I'm still honestly, like, learning more about it.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm always happy to help, and, like, just connecting with other people is great.
Meeting all of them this year, I've been like, these are really great people.
Yeah, Owen and I have had a nice experience with the people who have come in, and last year was their first year that we interviewed Shining Lights Award recipients. So I think the fact that we've also found our groove also helps.
You know something funny about that, though? I was looking at a past recipient. It's actually the person I'm replacing for student trustee.
Oh,
really?
Oh, yeah. Is it Sophia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she literally got the same award. I was like, wow, this is really interesting.
Following in her footsteps.
Yeah.
Today is the fourth anniversary
of
everything shutting down.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Really?
4 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reflect a little bit. Where were you 4 years ago?
For some reason, whenever I think back to the COVID, it just seems like such a long time ago.
Has your definition of success changed from pre-pandemic to now?
Before the pandemic, like I was just moving through the motions. High school is very structured. So as long as you follow the system, you're fine.
Definitely.
But when everything shut down, it really like made me think, especially when I wasn't talking to people, like, what am I doing? I think definitely now, like a lot of it's been more like myself gearing towards my goals versus like following whatever goals people set for me. And I think that's been a pretty dramatic shift near the end of the pandemic. Like I had to work on my Eagle Scout project. So I had to like pretty much force that myself.
Yeah.
And then everything since then has been pretty much been like, okay, what's the next project? Let's keep going. And all of it's been myself doing it versus like someone else like assigning it for me to do. And I think definitely in terms of like success, like it's definitely more self-driven than it was when I first had the pandemic to face.
Yeah. And I guess you kind of had like a one-up on some of us coming into college too, because you had your independent Eagle Scout project.
Yeah.
So
you
kind of had that like, okay, this is kind of what it's like to work by myself on something versus a lot of us coming into college just from high school and being like, what is going on? Please help.
A lot of it was kind of like the people I was watching also on like YouTube that like, I had that epiphany moment of like, I got to do something. But like, even besides like my Eagle Scout project, like I got lucky because I was just surfing the Boy Scout website and they were just offering like this free leadership class that ended up being like a Dale Carnegie leadership class. It's like $1,000.
Really?
Yeah. So I actually did that the first month before I enrolled or came to Moravian.
Uh-huh.
So that was like a cool experience I also did. There's a lot of stuff that's happened since then.
Do you think that you learned anything from that time that you don't think you would have learned if the pandemic didn't happen?
It really made me appreciate and learn how much like socialization, like just with other people, is important. I don't think it would have been as noticeable if there wasn't a pandemic, because it was almost like my whole like mindset changed as I wasn't talking to people. since I was sitting around all the time, health became like a bigger like factor, and like I actually started like working out. It's actually become more and more part of my life.
I was wondering if you kind of had any realizations about your mental health or how you function as a human because of the pandemic or like coming to college.
You have to realize where your current mindset is so you can like more effectively like do whatever it is you're doing. Cause like if you're just feeling bad, it's going to affect how you're doing on like a homework assignment. Helping everyone out with their mental health is just helping them understand where they are and like how they can like progress like they themselves so that they're not being like influenced by anything else to like do something.
The pandemic was happening as you guys were transitioning into adulthood. And I mean, I transitioned into adulthood without a pandemic, and it was still really hard and confusing. So the fact that your class years have to navigate that is really difficult. And I think you also understand that this isn't the norm. And yeah, it's the new norm. And you guys have just been adjusting to it. So it's been really cool to watch being from an outside perspective.
The pandemic happened kind of like towards the end of school for us. So mm-hmm. We were used to the system. We knew what was coming up in the next few years. Like we had stuff kind of laid out for us, but the incoming class of 28 were kids even younger than them. The pandemic happened while they were in elementary or middle school.
Mm, yeah.
It just makes me wonder like what fundamental things about being a person mm-hmm. were changed for them versus for us.
I think as a staff member at a university, we're trying to figure out how do we serve these students, you know? I think we figured out how to serve you guys, but each class brings in something new.
Yeah.
So it's nice to hear that you guys are even recognizing this and reflecting off of it, because you guys, it sounds corny, but you guys are the next generation. And even within 2 years apart, like you're going to be leaders on campus. You're already leaders on campus.
I mean, it's definitely something I've thought about, like being in education, thinking mm-hmm. about how different each group of kids is. I mean, in general, but especially now because of the pandemic and all of the barriers that came with that. But I'm interested to see what implications it has to other fields too.
Yeah.
Like computer science, like how did the pandemic affect that? And like, did the pandemic even change your decision and what you were going to do after high school? Like, did you always plan to do what you're doing now?
Originally in high school, I was actually thinking about being like a history professor or like psychology. And it was actually a class I took during the pandemic, like an intro to programming class or something, that made me change it. But my whole allure to computer science was like, oh, I can make something cool and someone can use it.
Yeah.
I kind of want to put that question at you. Do you think that if the world didn't have the pandemic, you would have changed or you would have gone the route that you thought you were going to?
The pandemic made me realize like how much I need creative outlets in my life. And so I think if I didn't have the pandemic, it probably would have taken me a lot longer to realize that.
Yeah.
And find that balance between like my hobbies mm-hmm. and like where my head was actually at. Which I'm still figuring out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I haven't figured it out yet. When I left high school, I did not know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to leave university and you're still not going to know. But
you're
going to know a little bit more.
You'll be fine. Like I went on a few externships or job shadowing experiences.
Yeah.
The people working these IT jobs were either just out of community college or their mm-hmm. degree had nothing to do with the field. Like our chief of technology here, his degree is in philosophy.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
Yeah,
David,
Brandon. Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, and that's just like a small
that
piece.
That kind of checks out. I get that.
No, like he's definitely a talker, but like he has nothing to do with tech. So like even if you have a CS degree, that doesn't really narrow things down for you because you can do like anything. Mm-hmm. And I think honestly for most degrees, like you can do most things if you just apply yourself.
And that's the thing too. It's like just because you're in one discipline doesn't mean you don't have skills in multiple disciplines.
Yeah.
But it's also you can bring your skills into a discipline that's not inherently your own and then still find something or create something valuable there.
I mean, you also got a good point with how we were kind of left to our own devices during the pandemic. And that kind of forced us to kind of like really branch out. That's honestly the same for me too, because I went to my own place in the house for school and that was it.
Yeah.
So like I really had to deal with just like myself for like pretty much that whole time.
And definitely kind of creating that weird brain of wanting and having independence, but then also not at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like we're still in our parents' house. There was that extra like we're left to our own devices because your parents have to go to work, or your parents have to take care of your other siblings or something like that, or you have to take care of your other siblings.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's different from when you were growing up. Like when we were in the pandemic, we were like 16.
Yeah.
So like when you were 16, was it like that same kind of independent mindset?
I definitely had an independent mindset. I'm an only child. Mm. So independence is the name of the game for me.
Yeah.
At 16, you know, I was focused on being a part of a community, which I think I'm still doing that.
Definitely.
Thought it would be really cool to be an entertainer. I also recognized that as an introvert, that's not for me. So I think at 16, I was very much reflecting, figuring out what I thought I should be doing. And college helped. I was still trying to figure out what I was doing. And I say this often, if you have to figure out what you don't like doing to figure out what you do like doing. And that was, I mean, that's a lot of just growing up.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that you both kind of said that you found a love of something during COVID, because I felt the same way. I actually got my yoga teacher certification.
Oh, nice.
During that time. And it was something, you know, I practiced yoga for a decade, and it took the pandemic and really being isolated for me to like branch out.
Uh-huh.
So it's interesting that we're like 15 years apart, but we're both still learning the same thing.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, did you say that you, Dylan Starr, are an introvert?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Socialization definitely drains my battery.
Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
It's very interesting because whenever I take those tests, I'm always on the line.
Uh-huh. On the cusp, yeah.
I think it's very like situational. Like I don't enjoy a party, but like I can enjoy like an informal, like a bunch of people. I definitely think there's like different types of extroverts and introverts, but I think maybe especially like as I get more and more comfortable with college, I'm just leaning towards the extrovert.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that kind of happens for a lot of people who just grow up. Like growing up, you just continually getting more comfortable talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have my theories for why that is. But,
yeah. I mean, there is like a sliding scale. You said like you can be an extrovert and an introvert. You're on the line.
Yeah.
And I do call myself an outgoing introvert.
Yeah.
That, and I feel like that's the line. Uh-huh. Of like, you kind of straddle both of them, and there's pros and cons to both of them.
Yeah.
So it's nice to kind of be in the middle.
Thanks so much for listening. As always, we had a lot of fun recording this episode. As the end of this academic year approaches, the end of this season of Houndcast is approaching too. We have just a few more episodes left to finish season 8, so we hope that you continue to listen. Catch you in the next episode.